Let's say you're searching for inner peace. You probably wouldn't go looking for it along a busy highway. But that's exactly what a handful of people are doing here in Portage, Michigan. It may look like they're just wandering along the roadside, but in fact, these people are walking a labyrinth. It was the Reverend Cynthia Black who came up with the idea of putting one here.
From the ground level, it just looks like a field. You can't particularly distinguish the path. I mean, it's not apparent that anything is necessarily happening other than somebody's up in a field with grass up to their waist.
The labyrinth is in a meadow of grass and wildflowers. It's 250 feet from end to end, and it takes about 45 minutes to walk the entire spiraling path. Black first got the idea when she visited a labyrinth in San Francisco. She figured it would make a great game for kids, so she mentioned the idea to her congregation at the Cathedral of Christ the King. And soon, one of her parishioners was hard at work. In a field near the cathedral, he staked out the pattern with sticks and string and paint. Then he took a lawnmower and cut a winding swath through the meadow. But what began here as a simple game for kids has turned into a whole lot more. It's a place for people to unwind, to reflect, and to spend some time enjoying the outdoors. Reverend Black says throughout history, labyrinths have been used for meditation.
The importance of movement in meditation is that you not have to think about the way that you are moving. And so, unlike a maze where you can enter and there are dead ends and, you know, things to confound you, there's only one way to walk. So you don't have to think about where you are or where you're going. You can just do it.
This labyrinth is part of a growing movement. As more and more people discover this simple way of getting in touch with themselves, they're seeking out existing labyrinths and sometimes even building their own. In the 2 years it's been here, hundreds of people have come to Portage to walk this labyrinth. They come at all hours of the day and night, and all seasons of the year. Some will try it just once, while others will return again and again. On this evening, there are about a half dozen people here, but they're not your stereotypical New Age types. There's a retired couple walking together in a group of middle-aged professionals. For most, it's their first labyrinth experience.
What I felt anyway was that you have all the enjoyment of walking, but you're not going anywhere. And so you remove the distraction of new sights and new sounds from your experience. But yet you're not walking randomly, which would seem kind of senseless to me.
The more you walk, I think the more you just kind of do some meditating and thinking about a lot of things, and it is interesting. I mean, you hear the noise of the traffic, but you don't really hear it. You know, you're thinking about other things.
Initially, most of the visitors came from Reverend Black's congregation. But as the word spread, people have come from as far away as Illinois and Kentucky. According to the Worldwide Labyrinth Project, which maintains a database, there are more than 25 labyrinths in the Great Lakes region, and hundreds nationwide. While their popularity may be growing in some circles, other folks call them just another New Age fad. But that doesn't bother first-time walker Dean Pinella.
I don't mind if people think it's silly that I'm walking in this, because I'm trying to gain an experience that I haven't had before, to learn more about myself, to understand myself better.
When you go back to work tomorrow, you going to tell your coworkers what?
Only some of them. Maybe not my football buddies, you know.
Some labyrinth walkers tell of inner revelations, moments of clarity when they suddenly understand what their life is about. Barbara Baker ended up drawing a parallel between her walk and life.
Well, I figured if someone were standing over here by the cathedral and saw us out here, we looked like we were wandering around aimlessly, first in one direction and then in the next, and not realizing that we were actually following a path. And I think that's what struck me about the thing, that from a distance, you know, you don't know which way people are going, but they may have something in mind that they're, you know, about. We just aren't aware of what it all is all the time.
To many labyrinth walkers, the exercise is a way to get more in touch with their religious beliefs. But Reverend Cynthia Black says you don't need to be religious or even spiritual to benefit from the experience. She says often the meaning comes from feeling a connection with nature.
There's a whole spectrum of how you can believe in this. You can enjoy it on the level of it just being a nice walk in the out of doors. You can also believe in it as a profoundly prayerful experience.
Black adds the only thing that's really necessary is an open mind. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Portage, Michigan.